don't know what it is, but we know what it ain't. And we're longing for something. Praise the Lord. But you know, as I sit there, and I was in my room, and I want to thank the Lord for that room over there. Because he said, take this time now. You got time. He said, you seek me now. Y'all don't hear me. But you know, God will put you in a place, and the place he put you in is for a reason. If you're in a place now, I don't know where I am. You're in there for a reason. And he's in there to bring you closer to him. Closer to him. Because somewhere you ain't going to get closer when you got distractions. Okay, am I helping anybody? Praise the Lord. I'm not an Oxford doctor minister, but I heard myself saying, well, this morning the Lord said, put on your white. I said, Lord, I don't know if it's time to wear white yet. He said, put it on. He said, you got some white shoes, put them on. Oh, really? I'm feeling just like I'm looking. I'm feeling that God is getting ready to do a new thing. I said, God is getting ready to do, he getting ready to clean up some stuff. He getting ready to clean up some stuff. I feel it. So I'm asking God to help me with this word today. I'm just a woman. Hallelujah, I'm just a woman. I'm asking you, Father, in the name of Jesus, I don't feel orthodox. I don't feel like doing things in the way people think it should be done. I just want to be me. Because there ain't no other me but me. Praise the Lord. So I just want to thank you, Father, for the people that you sent in this place. A hungry people. A people that know you. A people that want to go on. We want to go on, Lord. Hallelujah. But we can only go on by doing what you're going to tell us today. We can only go on, Lord. So fill my mouth, God. Because I don't know. I'm sitting here. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. So I'm asking you to fill my mouth. In Jesus' name, I'm depending upon you. Wholly upon you. We are your people, the sheep of your pasture, Lord. And we come here, hallelujah, to be fed, to feel better, to go out, not like we came in, Lord. We want to go out better, hallelujah. We ask it in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. I'm going to tell you, you come here, you won't see nothing that's wrote down that you've been used to. Because I'm me. When I found out that there's no two snowflakes made alike. There ain't nobody, ain't no, your thumbnail, come on here. No two fingerprints. Nobody shouldn't even have to preach to you. Nobody shouldn't have to say nothing to you. When you think about it, you can look at nature. And see a God that's so great you can't explain it. Try to explain him. He told Job, say, where was you when I did this or that? Where do this go? And Job said, boy, I'm really dumb. God is wordless. He's so wonderful. I say, he's so wonderful. So when brother kept saying, it's commanded, I said, all we got to do is, Lord, stop this mess and just do what you command us to do. You know, we're trying to figure it out what the Bible said, but we'll do it. Amen. Praise the Lord. I saw a sister, I told her this morning, I saw a complete change in this woman's life. I was sitting there praying, when I prayed, and I called everybody's name. Honestly, in my back of my Bible, I got everybody's name, every in this church. And I said, and it takes me a little while to call everybody's name I know, but I do it. I do it. I say, shut up, flesh. Now we got to do this now. I say, people need help. And sometimes I call somebody's name. The Holy Ghost tell me, boom. I say, wow. So I called this woman's name. And he said, I'm going to change her. I got y'all grouped. Donald and Barb. When he got the one name, he said, I'm getting ready to change her. He said, I ain't going to even know her when I get through. He said, I'm going to change her inside. I'm taking away all the shyness. I'm getting ready to do something. Celeste, I'm getting ready to do something. Pay attention to what I'm getting ready to do. Pay attention. And that's, you need to pay attention. We need to pay attention, brother. God moving all the time. Pay attention. I said, he moving all that. Pay attention. That's my preamble. I want you to turn to the first chapter of John. And this is what the Holy Spirit gave me. I'm like, Brother Herb said, well, now, I'm going to preach this, but sometimes he gives you something. I wish I'd do this day and do it. Which one meaning mighty more? Hallelujah. But I feel like this is going to help us. And you ask the Holy Ghost to help me to preach this because this is good. It's good. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word, say Word. When you leave out here, you're going to be saying Word all your day. Was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. What I said, in him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness. I say the light shineth in darkness. That's what that brother, he didn't understand that though. And the darkness can't put it out. When God shines his light, I've seen it happen too many times. Been here a long time. I've seen it happen too many times. All you got to do is want to. You got to have a want to. Because he ain't going to force yourself upon you. Sorry. But you got to have a want to. God, I need you. Ooh, how did that work? You know, I forget his name, Danny Velasco. I love his testimony. Danny Velasco, he was a drunk. They found him in the street. He had hepatitis. And this girl told him one thing. She said, when you call upon the name of the Lord, so simple. He's going to set you free. So he got down in the street, vomiting and just about to drown in his vomit. You know what I'm saying? And he said he was such a bad shape. But he said, then, of course, when you get like that, then the devil comes in. I know about that. The devil come in and started laughing and cursing. And he wants you to curse God and die. You know, cursing and all this kind of thing. He said, God, I can't lay here and die in the street. My mother will hear about it. I'm going to check myself into the hospital. So he was a wreck. He said he had a hepatitis A, B, and C, whatever that is. He said he was a mess. He was down to 97 pounds. Couldn't think. He said the devil just tearing him up. So he laid down in the bed. I'm talking about the Word now. He laid in the bed and he said, God. And said the devil was really laughing at this laugh. All these laughter. See, nobody don't understand like this. Maybe nobody. I've heard two or three people that have had these kind of experiences. You hear me? Brother, I feel like God has chosen me because the devil tried to kill me. I've had experiences where the devil get on you and choke you. Anybody else have had? Hands that I couldn't feel, taking my breath away. Yeah, I know that day. I know that I know that I know. That is the Word of the living God that will save your soul from sin. Take this mess off of you. You can walk out of here free because of Jesus. I ain't got to say. I know what Jesus will do because he done it for me. Hallelujah. My daughter Bridget back there that be praising God. She shouldn't be here because the enemy had me so messed up in my mind. And he told me, he said, then I had my children was born by midwives. She was my third child, and the devil said, you can't do this. I heard demons, you can't do it. He tried to kill her. Boy, my midwife was up, Celeste, what's the matter with you? What's wrong with you? My husband closed. Oh, Celeste, please. Oh, Celeste, I'm sitting here, what in the world is wrong with me? Praise the Lord, but I couldn't. But I told the Lord, I said, Lord, if you do this for me, you know you make these kind of things with God. You know what? Watch out now. You know when you get in these bad places, you say, Lord, if you do this for me, I'll serve you. You know how you do. And you know he hear you too. You know he hear you too. He know you ain't going to do right, but he hear you anyway because you said you're going to. I said, Lord, if you let me birth this child, I'll serve you. Wham. 10 pounds in some houses. At home. A man ain't bad. She's a sweet child. Y'all know my baby back there. Amen. There's a wonderful God. Wonderful God. Wonderful God. That as I begin to get in the Lord and drive, he told me, say, stop asking for Lord. He said, ask me largely. Don't ask me for, he said, ask me largely. I said, okay. Whatever that means. Well, let me think of something I can ask Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But in the beginning was the Word. He was there when the things was created. You know what a word is? It's a little symbol. A word. I said, Lord, speak a word in this church today. It don't take but one word. That's all you got to hear from God. Just one word. Just one word. You ain't got to pray. You just got one word. You hit the right word and bam. Because he know who we are. Praise the Lord. I thought I was telling somebody, I said, it's time for us to pray. The church has been preached to enough. It's time to pray now. I said, let's get in the church and let's pray. Because words move God. Especially words that mean something. Especially like brother was saying, words that were from your heart. I said, hallelujah. Now we that are doing battle, we got to pray. We got to pray for the people that's suffering out there. We got, and brother, like he's saying, praise God, it just did just something to my mind, turned it upside down. Praise the Lord. I said, Lord, please don't break my heart like this. I can't stand to see people suffering. I can't stand to look at a girl and she don't know where she's going and don't know where she is. Because, you know, if you've been around enough, you can understand people. You know what they're in. But you ain't got to tell me. I ain't got to have no word of knowledge to see that your heart is breaking. Hallelujah. Because I know human beings. I've been enough around to know when you need some help. So I'm looking at this young lady yesterday we got from the store. And she said something about how I met her. She was trying to find the park. I meet lots of people. And I say, honey, I don't know where a park is. They tell me they got a new park down there. I thought, I'm being so dumb. I want to know where every park is, where the police department is, where you get some food. Well, you know, because I'm a minister, you know. I don't want them to ask me stuff. I mean, simple stuff. I don't know nothing. I don't know. Come on. What you gonna? I don't know. You ought to know something. How are you fixed with God? Look, that she's so sweet. She said, you know what? I used to go to church down in the city. I said, well, honey, it's a church right out here. You know, so she said, yeah. She said, and so here it is. All the people from the daycare was out there, you know, kids. Hey, Sister Davis. Hey, Sister Davis. She's looking at me. Hey, Sister Davis. She said, everybody around here know you, don't they? Not everybody. Kind of cute. You know, God know how to do people. I say, he know how to do people. Praise the Lord. So we train, change. She said she coming. You know how they go. But you know, I was listening to what Brother Ed, oh God, I love to hear this man teach. But I told Ella, I said, you know what? This is what's in my heart. What's in my heart is a demonstrated word. You got to demonstrate the word. A demonstrated word. This is what I pray for God. Lord, demonstrate the word in me. Because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. And when God spoke and said, let there be light, the devil didn't say, wait a minute. No, sir. When God speak a word, praise the Lord, it moves. When God say, let there be light, the devil didn't say, no, you can't say. Oh, no. He said, let there be light. And then he saw that the light was good. When he speaks, the devil, listen, stop being wooed. The devil. Stop being. There's a place that I just said, is this the man who caused the world to stumble? He must be about 4 feet tall with raggedy clothes and had a torn something like this. Is this who we've been scared of? I tell you, there's no fear. Stand up. You can stand up to. And you know, when you stand up, Eric, when you stand up, then God will stand up with you. I say, he'll stand up with you. The word will stand up with you. I said, the word will stand up with you. He won't let you down. And the devil say, oh, you know, you can't do this. You know, you should do this and that. Praise the Lord. But if you say, no, greater is he that's in me, that he's in the world. Greater is he. That's why you got to study the word. Because the word is the one that moved everything. The word is the one that made the oceans. The word is the one that made the seas. The word is the one that shaped us in it. That's the word did it. Now, if you can do that, it can help you. I said, help you. We got no excuse. None of us. We got no excuse. Yeah, you can. Oh, no. Yeah, you can. You can overcome with the Amen. Thank you, Jesus. A lady came here a Friday night. The Lord, good to me. Brother, Lord, good to me. She said, I know I was called to come. I know. I think somebody invited her. Yeah, they invited her. And she just sat down and she, when I confessed, I said, well, we having prayer tonight. She said, well, okay. So she sit there and all of a sudden, God got to move. And she's, when y'all left, she started to give me some prophecy, things I had already heard, but I want to thank her. I said, God, you know, I said, and the Lord told me, said, sometimes people be talking, I want to defend myself. You'd be like that. I'm up to that. Well, what? So I had to get down on my knees this morning. I got to say, Lord, don't let me try to defend myself. I'm just me. And I say, God, it don't matter what people say. Because you know that what it's going to be in the pudding. You break a pudding, the pudding's going to be. The proof is in the pudding. I say the proof is in the pudding. You ain't got to try to find, do nothing. You ain't got to put no tag on. You ain't got to say honk if you love Jesus. You ain't got to say wave your head. You love Jesus? The proof is in the pudding. I said, the proof is in the pudding. Praise the Lord. Whoa. God trying to get his work done. He ain't worried about your agenda. He's trying to get his work done. I say, and so you get excited when he uses you. Woo, God did this. Woo. Because we get excited. But God want to use you every day. God want to use you with your husband. Well, you can't say a decent word. God want to use you. Hallelujah. He want to use you. And sometimes you look for some great big old something. How you doing, honey? You didn't take the garbage out. I told you so. And I told you that. You missed it. You missed that. I'm telling you. We wanted some great thing for God to do. Don't come here, child. Oh, because I'm going to tell you about it. Hallelujah. It's how you get along with each other. Now, if you can't love each other, and you know, oh God, I want to save souls. I want to see somebody saved today. Oh God, let me talk to somebody. And you can't even talk to your wife. You can't talk to your wife. He lived, I'm telling you, I learned this. I'm 80 years old, man. I learned some along the way. I learned some along the way. You know, it's how I treat my husband. Somebody said, you ought to say this and you ought to say that. I said, that ain't none of me. Mine is the way of love. God told me, he said, love is strong as death. He said, you love him till he can't be loved no more. And that's what I've been doing. I've been loving him. I don't care what he say. I love him. And I tell him, I said, man, I love you and you love me, so stop this mess. Can't tell you everything. But you can read through the lines. Somebody, oh, Grandma, how you doing? Because they know what it is. I'm over there alone. He said, how you doing? I said, I'm fine. Now, when I started off, I wasn't fine. Because there was no human, nobody. But as I hung in there, as I trusted God, they better hurry up because I'm telling you, honey. I'm getting to know another man named Jesus. And I ain't getting to know him. I don't have to come here and tell y'all. I'm getting to know this man called Jesus. I say, I'm really getting to know. I don't think I could have known him no other way. I'm getting to know Jesus. He is all that you need. I'm telling you. You ain't got to have hands laid on you. Though I will lay my hand on you. But you ain't got the hair there. Oh, let me tell you about this man. And so he was in the hospital bed. And he said, the devil's just calling. And all of a sudden, he heard his voice say, if you call on Jesus, he'll help you. Watch it now. He said he was like the man, the blind man. You can't say Jesus. He said, Jesus! When he said that, devils ran out the door. Wasn't no preacher in there. Devils ran out the door. His mind opened. He got up and he sung in the choir. Got to be you know, you got to be wanting this thing. Because you go, Jesus, help me. Help me, Jesus. I told Al, I said, now, I can't hear you if you come in here and pray. But I don't know what he can hear over there because I'm telling you. I said, Jesus, help me. And he heard me. Now I got my white dress on. And my white shoes. A change coming in your life. Because what he do for one, he'll do for the other. We are a body. And this is what, oh God. In the beginning, God made the earth. God said it. He said, I watch over my word. He told me, he said, I watch over my word to make it. I watch it to make sure it come to pass. If it's his word, it's going to come to pass. This lady came and she said, I don't know who you are, but she said, I'm glad to be here. She said, but that's going to fill up. You got to get you some more land. He said, you got to. I'm telling her, I said, Al, you know, God been telling us this for years. He been telling us what he going to do. He's doing it now. I say he's doing it now. He's doing it now. He's doing it now. And he's doing what he told you in your life. Well, I've been waiting till you. I don't care. You've been making 100 years. You hold on. Well, I mean, what else can you do? It's coming to pass. Whatever he said. If he said it, I don't care what it is. And don't let the devil worry you through the time you wait. Get you a song. Get you a praise. That's going to make you feel better. Are you feeling down? Oh, I dare you. I dare you to start praising God. I dare you to start get you a song. Make up your song. Praise God. Make up one. Make up one. Say, oh, Lord, I'm down here waiting. I'm down. Y'all know how to say, I'm down here waiting. I'm down here waiting on you. Y'all hear me over here saying, well, I make the hip parade sometimes. Praise the Lord. Make up a song. I can't think of nothing. What's in your heart? What you got in your heart? Sing that. Lord, my heart needs you. Oh, I need you, Lord, from my heart. It ain't got another, it ain't got to rhyme. Because all songs don't rhyme. I dare you. I dare you this week and leave here and take that word with you. You come back here shouting. You come back here doing flips. Y'all was ever in the gym? You come here. We'll see you do some somersets. I'm telling you, this is the God I serve. I just believe God. I said, I believe God. Hallelujah. And he told me while I've been, he said, pay attention. So I'm paying attention. So when Eric stood up, I said, he wanted to testify. And he ain't stand up just saying. Yeah. Oh, he stood up when they go, did you say you're going to testify? Praise the Lord. He stood up because he was ready to testify. So don't worry. I'm looking because God told me to look. God told me, he said, pay attention. And so I'm paying attention. And you need God. You need God. You can't do nothing without him. I told some kids, I said, look, we're going to have some kids. I said, when? Well, when we get ready. I told a teacher one time, I'm going to have a child. I said, when? She said, when I get ready. I said, honey, what do you mean when you get ready? Don't let me go down that old stuff now. What you mean? I came back to the school. She said, Miss Davis, I'm so glad you talked to me. You right. You know what? The truth is right. The truth is right. It's commanded. He said, you keep my... He told him in Deuteronomy 83, he said, if you keep my commandments, if you do what I tell you, some in the word, I know what they say. He said, if you would just keep and do what I tell you to do, he said, no evil. There's no disease. Watch out, watch out, watch out. What? Gonna come near you if you would do what I say. Because you got to learn. She's trying to teach you now. The man can't live by bread alone. He can't live by that turkey you done fixed. He can't live by the chicken you got waiting in. You can't live by that. You got to be wanted to God like you want the chicken. Every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. God is moving. That's where we are. We got to believe what God has said. So you ever by yourself, things get to falling and something fell out to something. I don't find out what they would. So the devil say, I say, look, let me tell you something. Do you see what's here? I'm a child of God. And as long as I'm in there, ain't nothing coming in there. Not to hurt me. And sometimes you may not feel it, but say it, because he don't know the difference. You know, he's silly. He's dumb. I said, you're not going to help me. I'm going to bed. And I turned the light and went to bed. And then he said, don't turn the light. I said, who are you talking to? You ain't talking to me. Boop. I'm going to sleep. Next morning, it's time for me to get up. I get up. Oh my God, for years. Al said, you have a clock? I said, no. I don't have an alarm clock. Something in my soul wakes me up at 5 o'clock every. Because that's what I've been doing for years. That's my schedule with God. And if I oversleep at 5:15, I say, oh, God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't go to bed last. I need to go to bed, Lord. I need to go to sleep. And I fuss at myself, you know what I'm saying? But I'm telling you, God is faithful. I say, he is faithful. His word is like a hammer that break the rock in pieces. There is nothing like his word. It's nothing like his word. I want to read Isaiah for you. Praise the Lord. Oh, God. I want you to leave here feeling stirred to do better. Praise the Lord. I want to go to Isaiah 55:6. Hallelujah, Jesus. He said, seek ye the Lord while ye may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. The unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord. He will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. You ain't heard that. He will abundantly pardon. No matter what you've done. No matter if you fail 7 times, he said, if righteous fall 7 times, get up. You know, you might fall along the way. That's what you're here for. You come here that we can help you, that we can tell you what's true, that we that are older can help you. Well, I don't go to it because I didn't do so. Don't let the devil fool you like that. Be in the house of God. He said, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. God ain't thinking like we think. Neither our ways, neither your ways, said the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, can you imagine? So all my ways are higher than yours. And my thoughts than your thoughts. So I'm kind of figuring out. They don't need me thinking. I don't know, you know. I just come and say, Lord, I don't know. I don't know. Pray, I just don't know. Hallelujah, Jesus. For as the rain come down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not there, but watereth the earth, because it's going to do what he say. If it's time to come down, and that's the pattern, and rain, it's going to rain, child. That you may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. I said it not turn unto me void. But it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing wherein it was set. I'm sending the word to you today. I'm sending God's word to you today. It is his word that's going to help you. It's his word that's going to deliver you. His word. His word. And you go back and say, Lord, it's your word. I'm delivered. I'm free. I say, I'm free. And then we study all the time about the blood of Jesus. We study. Do we believe in it? Do we believe? This is what, brother, I'm, you know, the reality, the down in your heart stuff. Am I making sense? I want, Lord, I say, God, you say it. You say it. You say it. The word will deliver your people. You said, go out and preach the gospel, heal the sick, that is the commission. Raise the dead, cleanse the leper, and that dad in my noodles. Went boop. That got up in there. I said, God, let me minister your word. Let me help the Donalds and the whoever else. Because people need help. They done heard preaching a lot. Is that right, sister? They done heard preaching. Jesus said, you won't believe unless you see something. Unless you see miracles, you won't believe. I believe that. I'm telling you, I believe it. I believe it. Praise the Lord. God wants to work now. He wants to do something now. Praise the Lord. And the Lord told me something else. He said, you know, you love people, I do. And so I went to this girl's house. I didn't tell who it was, but anyway. I went to her house and I ain't going to tell her name because she's going to come to church and I don't want to. And she said, you know, my mother, she was talking about paying tithe. I said, yeah, that is good. Pay your tithe. You know, that's good. Pay your tithe. So I came back the next month. She said, Miss Davis, you sure told the truth. I paid, but let me tell you, God's word will work for a drunk. There are places in God. Come on, it's his word. It's going to work. I was over there. But anyway, I said, well, that's good. I said, but wait, are you born again? She didn't know what that was. And my heart just bled. I said, you know, Jesus, and I went on by how Jesus met this man. I said, sweetheart, you see that door there? I came through that door. That was the way into your house. You can't get into the kingdom unless you come through the door. And that's the door of Jesus Christ. You got to be born again. So she didn't understand. You know what? People don't understand. I've been baptized. You say, I've been baptized. What? It's very sad. And my heart just went out to her. She said, and she talked. She said, oh, Miss Davis, so good. Because I'm a good listener. I've always been a good listener. I had my auntie. She stood up. I was 12 years old. She just ran on. She loved me. Till she died. She was the first funeral I preached was hers. She said, I want you to sing at my funeral. Saying I've been through enough at my, didn't you? At my funeral. Been years ago. I'm going to tell you something. I've walked with God, yeah, a long time. But I tell you, I feel like I'm just getting in kindergarten. But the things he taught me well. I say the things he taught me well. But I ain't touched the perimeter of what I want to know and what I want to do and how I want him to use me. I read my Bible. I got a Bible. Those are examples. I said, Lord, we need something in the church. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We got something going on in this church now. That brother said it. When he said he come in here, we got the principles. We got the principles. Because the principles is love and desire and praise. These people ain't coming this far just to sit up and hear somebody around long. Because they feel something. But seeing is believing. I said, seeing is believing. And I just love it. I said, I'm going to read one more thing to you. Praise the Lord. I said, 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 praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I said, you got, hallelujah. He said, so shall my word be that come forth of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing wherein I send it. For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing. I mean, God getting ready to do something for us now. And all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. I know he's talking in Isaiah about Israel. For ye shall go out, and he said, instead of the thorns in your life, instead of thorns, and shall come up the fir tree. And instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that should not be cut off. Now here's God talking to some people, and something else, brother. This taught me the love of God. No matter what Israel did, is one chapter he said, come on back, my hand stretched out still. And I say, now, if we can't do that to our brother, praise you. Watch it now. Praise. You shouldn't be sitting here mad at nobody. That'll hold you down. Uh-oh, watch it, Lord. Unforgiving will hold you down. You can't get nothing from the Lord. You be wondering why he don't hear me. Watch your heart. Guard it diligently. The Bible says diligent, because out of it flows the issues of life. And if you can't forgive your brother, see how the Lord do me, just take me from here, pillar to post. I said, if you can't forgive your brother, you sitting on your miracle if you just go and ask forgiveness. Well, I didn't do nothing. Yeah, but you feeling it. I didn't do nothing, sister. And I told you I put it, and it was this best friend, she hurt me. So we was going to go pray somewhere for somebody. We was praying for these people. And I said, Lord, you ain't going to get nothing done with this here. So I just went up to her. I said, sister, please forgive me for the way I feel. I'm so sorry. When I got through repenting to her, which I had repented to God already, she threw her arms around, God, I know you saved. Praise the Lord. Now she's my best friend. Because she know if I'm going to pray, she can call, pray, Sister Davis. Come on now. So we went and prayed, you know, for her. Praise the Lord. You are sitting on your miracle. This is why you ain't got what you done asked God. You are sitting on your miracle. Yeah, but, I don't care. I mean, it's been 90 years ago. If you got something in your heart against anybody, ain't no need of you giving, that ain't going to help none. I tithe, that ain't gonna help. You got to do what God say. You got to speak. You got to go. Because I told God, I fuss with God. I said, I ain't done nothing. They done that to me. He said, and every time someone come on the radio say something, someone hit me, you know, in my heart. They talk about, I say, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of this. And so when I done it, God released me. Something came off of me. Something came off of her. You know what I'm saying? Because she didn't know what to say. You know, you know what I'm saying? I said, now here she is. I'm sitting around here suffering, and she going, da la 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 la. I don't know who that was for, but for somebody, God don't just talk. You want a release of what he's preached today. You got to ask forgiveness. I don't care if it wasn't you. Boy, that touches a lot of people. And it's not easy. It's not easy to go to somebody that you say, well, they probably done forgot. No, they ain't forgot. Because it's your spirit man. Something in your spirit man ain't right. Some when you try to do something, you get happy, you know what I'm talking about. But there's something still kind of hanging in there. When you got things hanging in you, go to God and say, Lord, I'm sick of this, whatever this is hanging in me. I want it out. I want a pure heart. Is that what we're supposed to be praying for? Create in me a clean heart. A clean heart. Renew a right spirit in me, Lord. Well, now, if you ain't forgave, how he going to renew that spirit in you? You got to do first things first. Praise God. So get that done quick as you can. Ain't that right, dear brother? Okay, thank you. I said, get it done. Go and ask it. You know, I'm not telling you something I ain't done. I had to do it. But I'm feeling good, boy. So now when I get down on my knees, I say, Lord, for us, I know I don't hate anybody. I got nothing in my heart against nobody. But I don't say if. I said, but when you find something that you let me know, if I'm supposed to, just let me know what to do. And I'll take care of it. Amen. So God will move for you. God will protect you. God will protect you. I don't know how many times, oh goodness, Lord, I guess y'all don't want to hear all of it. You know what I mean? I could write a book. God has protected me. In physical things, everything. God just says, and sometimes I say, Lord, you know, somebody get in there. I say, Lord, you got me out of that. You didn't let me get in there. I don't. And so sometimes I say, well, why don't you just let me get out there and just do my thing? But you say that he just forgive much, but loves much. I want to love you. If I had to get out there and just be a scoundrel, then why didn't you let me be a scoundrel? Because that's what you said that Mary did. And I said, Lord, help me. He said, I didn't do no sin. He said, I didn't do any sin. Yeah, well, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of times he gets me. I said, oh, Lord, I'm lonely. Lord, they did this and that. He said, they did that to me, too. I said, okay, all right. He won't let me get away with nothing. And the more I don't get away, the more I grow and the more I love him. I said, don't want to get away with nothing. And my aggressive grandma, you all right? You okay? I said, yeah, I'm fine. I'm okay. I'm fine. And I am fine. And I know what God can do, girl. He demonstrated through you, Bethany. Oh, he demonstrated his power through you. Because God's power is real. He demonstrated through you, sister. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You wasn't shucking. Because you ain't the kind to shuck. You ain't the kind to shuck. I'm telling you. And he demonstrated his power. Hallelujah. I don't mean because you fell on the floor. I mean your countenance changed. Your countenance has changed. You ain't the same person. Brother, honey, you ain't got to tell me nothing, Barbara. I see it in your face. I see it on your countenance. Amen. I'm not saying you're perfect. I'm saying you have changed. Something changed you. I say something changed you. When you call God, he changed you. She don't even look like the same person. Now, you know what I'm saying? You don't. You're changing. You're changing. You thank God that you're changing. Yes, Lord. Thank God. You say you can't say nothing. Soon we ain't going to be able to sit you down. We're going to have 24 for Sister Barbara. Praise the Lord. God put stuff in your mouth that you just can't keep it. Can't keep it to yourself. And it's real, Barbara. You ain't got to try to make up nothing. God is a real God. He'll give you a testimony that's a real testimony. You ain't got to try to make up nothing. You ain't trying to try. No, sir. Be yourself. Now, y'all going to come in here, a woman that's showing up. Boy, that sister's so anointed and everything. And I say, well, Lord, you know, I just have to get there. I'm just going to be me. I'm going to be me. I'm going to try to be the best me I can be. My name is Celeste. I'm going to try to be the best Celeste you got. That's what I'm trying. I'm striving. I'm to be the best Celeste. I don't want to be a sister nobody, brother nobody. I see people that, I mean, really, woo-wee. I say, wow, man, wow. Wow, wow. But then the Lord, a phone call to come to the sister, David, you really helped me. I say, Lord, that's good. That's good enough right there. Praise the Lord. You know, you can help people that nobody else can help. You can drop something. You know what I'm saying? Maybe because Al, he helped people I can't help. Brother Ed helped people I can't help. Because he got Brother Ed to help him. Pray, you can help people nobody else can help. Because we plant and we water and God give the increase. So don't let nothing stop you from doing what God wants you to do. I said, don't let nothing stop you. Do what he say do and you're going to be fine. Keep his word that you know and read it. Stop coming to church and say, well, I didn't read. It's no excuse. Read the word. You know, I don't know, but I did this years ago. 10% of a day. Yeah, 2 hours and 40 minutes. I got to get more than that now. I feel a pull, a tug. I feel a tug and a pull. Do you feel a tug? Let me see y'all to feel a tug in your heart to go fuck. You feel a tug. Hallelujah. But you go, well, Brother Ed doing so. You ain't none of Brother Ed. You Sister Sally. So you do what Sister Sally do. That's right. You be Sister Sally. Let Brother Ed be Brother Ed. Oh, I love to... Oh, Brother Ed, I just love it. Oh, I love it. I tell you what I do, Ed. I'm going to give you something. When somebody get up and speak in tongues and anybody, I just move over close to you, if you ever noticed it. Because I know God gave you the gift of prophecy. I move over close. I said, I ain't saying I'm just. Amen. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. You, a place is here for you, a place. Raise your hands to the Lord. Father, I pray that you would touch. You touch these people, God. Put your word in us, God. Because it is Christ in us, the hope of glory. And I'm talking about obedient word, Lord. A word that will move when you say move. Stop when you say stop. Go when you say go. Talk when you say talk. Shut up when you say shut up. A word that will obey you, Lord. I pray in the name of the Lord. Lord, let it be for this people. Lord, I've delivered my soul. I wanted to do better, but this is what I could do. And I just thank you for it. I thank you for it. Lord, I appreciate you. I appreciate you. Anybody need prayer while you got your hands on the Lord and thinking you need prayer for anything? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Feel a little weak? I'm supposed that most people in here are saved, I suppose, because we ain't got, most people I know.